This team sucks. This team sucks. It's a day that ends in Y, isn't it? Isn't it just a day that ends in Y with this crap? That might have been. You know what's amazing? It's been so bad this season that somehow might have been still. Like, I can't believe I'm saying this with how bad it's been this year. That somehow might have been the worst game of the year. And that says a lot with how dog shit this team has been for the entire season, especially December when they just quit on us entirely. Where do we begin tonight? I don't know where we begin tonight, because except for Igor Shesterkin, which, I've said my piece about that contract, but he's the only one that showed any sort of balls tonight at all, or just gave any sort of shit tonight at all. That was it. The list ends there. I don't want to hear anything about any other player. I don't. And yeah, thank you for the $2. Montreal won, so the Rangers are out of a wild card spot, and deservedly so. Valley's crushing them. He did it during the intermission too. I mean, what he said is true. So every time this team takes like a late, gets back late, and then they lose, that's the excuse for this team. The Calgary Flames, they didn't need it as an excuse. They didn't get in till late last night. They got their ass kicked 6-1, and they said, you know what? Let's give one of the best efforts that we could possible. And in front of their backup goalie, nonetheless, who has what, an 880, 880 save percentage or 890, whatever it is. And just speaking forwards only, Rangers forwards, this isn't including defensemen, because God willing, with the amount of just pathetic shots they took from the point tonight, but forward shots alone, five of their shots, I think I counted by it, because going into the third, Joe mentioned how they had two shots on goal from forwards, and they had eight shots going into the third, two of them by forwards. By the end, I think it was five shots by forwards total, maybe six. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'm stunned that booing was the most we heard from the crowd tonight, which I guess it's because who, what actual real fan is even showing up to these games right now with how garbage they've been? I mean, Peter LaViolette is just such a joke. I cannot believe I defended this guy for as long as I did. The defensive structure, putrid. Mike Pekka with the power play, garbage. Phil Housley is the biggest joke of them all, potentially. And Peter LaViolette decides, you know what? Let's put Meek and Kreider back together. We're getting our ass kicked. Best friends, baby. How the hell does Chris Kreider get more ice time? I'm so over this guy, Chris Kreider. I don't want to hear shit anymore about, he's one of the best Rangers of all time. He such a great Ranger. Just think of, you're being ungrateful for the memories. This organization has gave nothing but loyalty to him. And even when they sent the memo out, they kept him around to give him an opportunity to turn things around and show, you know what? Let's keep you around. And he's doing nothing but flipping them the double bird right now by giving these half-ass night in and night out. It's time to move on from him. I'm so tired of this guy. Somehow, $1.5 million to Juro Vaakanainen is an overpay. Will Borgen? I don't want to hear anyone gassing up his extension again. Nope. The guy was out of position the entire night. Don't want to hear it. Braden Schneider leaving his man wide open on the penalty kill. Right? They had, what was it, like 15 turnovers after the first period? Garbage. Just completely garbage. They had that Artemi Panarin goal. A minute and 13 in. It was just all done from there. Just garbage. That, like, I wish, you know what? Let me get the picture on stream of the Nazem Kadri goal to just paint the picture of how garbage it truly is. And it's sad that I even have to put up these screenshots, it feels like, on a nightly basis at this point. Just, this is the saddest excuse of a hockey team I've ever witnessed. Here we go. So let's load in. There you go. Here you go. Here you go. This was the Nazem Kadri goal. This was what happened there. What could you say anymore? And I agree with where was the comment? I accidentally scrolled by it. Let me find it. I agree with Greg entirely. JT Miller already looks checked out. I agree with that entirely. And this was the guy that was apparently coming in to change the culture. The guy looks checked out and he's taking penalties every single night. It's every single game that he's taking penalties. Trocheck's been dog shit too. I know. Thank you for the $2. Sorry for the loss. Sorry that I have to watch this team. That's all I could say. But I appreciate the $2 there. Thank you. Thank you for the $2, Adam. Thank you for doing these every night. Even right now. Well, thank you. It's definitely not been easy. I am crawling my way to the finish line right now. Crawling. 13 games, it feels like 50,000. Can't wait for our tank commander, Carson Soucy, to get back in the lineup next game, though, probably, right? Because that's going to be their answer to try and change things. Did anyone see Yusso Parsonen, by the way, tonight? Did anyone see him? Because they took Brennan Othman out, which... I'm not going to sit here and say Othman's been playing well, but like I tweeted earlier, it's amazing to me how this organization held on to him like he's some future cornerstone for the franchise instead of moving him at the deadline any of the past few years where they're in their prime window to contend. They held on to this guy. And they're contradicting by not developing him at all. But, you know, what a surprise. What a surprise, right? The organization that failed to rebuild is not developing their prospects still. I am so shocked. I am so surprised. I don't know if I was watching a hockey game or a Mr. Beast video, though, with the amount of giveaways there were tonight. Like, it was the entire game with these giveaways. The entire game. Not one complete pass that I could recall. Except for maybe the one that led to the goal. Thank you for the $5, Steve. Jake Allen about to earn an extension if he keeps up the kind of play in New Jersey. Good for him if he does. Good for him. So hopefully it's not too much money there for them. Thank you for the $2, Demetri. Did I see Huberto laughing right in their face? He looked like prime Jonathan Huberto tonight. He looked like Florida Panthers Jonathan Huberto tonight. And then you had Rasmus Anderson saying to Igor, you're not worth the money. I can't. This team is just getting... They're getting laughed at out there. Ridiculous quote by Mika. What did Mika say tonight? Let's see what Mika Zibanejad said tonight. I'd love to hear this. I mean, if they have any positives to take away from this game tonight, then I don't know why anyone wants this team in the playoffs. I have no clue why anyone would want this team playing playoff hockey at that point. There's just no way. There's no way. Like, even reading this top nine out loud in the third period, where it was Panarin, Zibanejad, Kreider, Cooley, Trocheck, Miller, Lafreniere, Carrick, Brodzinski. Carrick and Brodzinski in your top nine. All right. Where could I find these Mika Zibanejad quotes? Because I don't see them. Oh, Keandre Miller. We just didn't show up to play one of the biggest games of the year. You think? Huh. Really? I couldn't tell. I'm shocked. I couldn't tell. Who is that on? I'm stunned. Wow. Let's see. Can I find any other garbage quotes? Just didn't show up to play one of the biggest games of the year. I mean, that's just who you guys are, though. Like, that's what it's been. It's just what it's been. I mean, there are people around the league that saw this crap and are saying this is one of the worst hockey games they've seen. For us, this is just a day that ends in Y. That's the unfortunate part. We've had to put up for this crap for 69 games now. Not nice. Mika, it's frustrating, really frustrating. I don't care if we play like that and we win, if we lose and play like that, it's not acceptable. Really? Huh. Well, maybe. Maybe if this wasn't, if you guys weren't complacent all year, because this has been what it's, I don't know how they're lacking the self-awareness to know that this is what it's been most of the year. But now all of a sudden, you're saying that? Okay. Sure. Okay. Mika was asked about the lack of chances in the second period. It's the whole game, not just that second period. Even the third period, I'm disappointed. We don't have a better push than that. It's not good enough. Mm-hmm. So, why was there no adjustments then? Where was the effort then? Trocheck. We weren't working as a group of five on the ice enough tonight. Yeah, that was very apparent. But thank you. Thank you, future captain. like they're acting like they don't have control of these games. They're sounding like me after I simulate some NHL franchise games or MLB franchise games, and my team doesn't show up despite putting together one of the best rosters imaginable. Except this roster is not one of the best imaginable. So shame on me to compare my great video game GMing skills to this. Man. Where'd Fox go to make another turnover? Paying for a game as a donation to Dolan? Yeah. Is anyone showing up on Thursday? Because they played Igor Shesterkin 3 games in 4 nights to win 1 game. Or 1 win. Nice. Thank you for the $2 again. And thank you for the $2. Time to wake up. Lavi's a bum. Drury deserves to be canned too. Top to bottom. I mean, I've said that all season long. It's not one fucking game, Johnny. It's not one game. One game? They're below the playoff line. Quit on us in December. The entire month of December, 3 wins. Dog shit effort against Columbus last week. Dog shit effort against Buffalo. Dog shit effort against Pittsburgh. Dog shit effort against Boston. Multiple dog shit efforts against Washington. One game? One game. When's enough enough if that's one game? One game. Okay. It's one game. Yeah, 10 wins in a row. I'd be impressed if they could actually get 3 wins in a row. They haven't had 3 wins in a row since November. But one game? And yeah, if this team wins 10 in a row. Calling if, man. One game. All right. I'm the asshole then, huh? Unreal. Thank you for the $2. I gotta see the Panarin quote. Oh, this will be rich. Let's see what Panarin said. See if I could find it. Here we go. Panarin, if they played well enough, played with enough effort, his answer was telling. It looked like no. I'm sure everyone tried. It's just sometimes, I don't know. It's hard to say exactly what it was. It's always a bunch of things, but we've got to be sharper. All right. Sure. We've got to be sharper. Like, we're hearing the same quotes we've heard since December. Just stop. Just stop it. There are 13 games left. And yeah, one game. If my aunt had testicles, then she'd be my uncle. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. High danger chances were 16-5 Calgary. Did not even feel like they had five. They had, what was it, like 40-something shot attempts and only got, I think, 12 or 13 on net. Because they're just firing these dumb shots from the point, which, I mean, I'm not beating a dead horse there. I've talked about that since October, November, that they just settle for these stupid shots at the point. Yeah, 13. Yeah, they are comfortable with losing, but hey, they brought in a guy that isn't. And that's going to change things. I think the Flyers could beat the Rangers right now. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, like this is what I'm saying. Like if you're giving this team the benefit of the doubt in the middle of March, kindly eat shit is, I mean, that's fair. Like, how could you give this team the benefit of the doubt? I can't wait for next Thursday. I cannot wait for next Thursday. Cannot wait to watch baseball. I thought JT Miller would turn this locker room around, but it's ending with him just resenting the whole team for being so dog shit only 2 months after he's been traded here. Yeah, he's not looked the same since he first came over. He has not. I'm sorry. And this is a very good comment that he's becoming a follower and not a leader. Because the whole thing that we were excited about potentially him doing and being here is holding guys accountable and coming in here and making sure these guys actually turn shit around the win. That's what I was told he was going to do. But you are absolutely right. He has been a follower at this point. That is a very good comment. Yeah, he was going to be our alpha male. But anyone saying it's just one game are exactly the reason this franchise hit. Yeah. It has nothing to show but failure. Pretty much. Thank you for the $10, Sir Fozzie. Can we all at least agree that these streams have been the only bright spot of the entire season? LFGM. Well, LFGM for sure. I don't know about that. In terms of, me being beneficial in any way, I probably just drive everyone more insane about this team, but I appreciate that. I really do. And I appreciate all your guys' support. And yeah, it's good to talk after streams with fellow angry fans. It's definitely helps me out. I will say that. Definitely helps me out. Does it help you guys out? I don't know. I don't see why it would, but I appreciate that you enjoy them. Supposed to get rid of the ass before bringing in a culture changer because that guy will become infected. But, of course, the great Chris Drury did it ass backwards. Like always. Just like always. Yeah, it's just one season, guys. It's just one season. Valley said they have to go 9-3-1 to make the playoffs. I don't know how accurate that is, because really it depends how the standings fall into place. But if that is the case, then pack it up. Pack it up. The Islanders got behind them, and they have two games in hand. Columbus is there with two games in hand. Detroit's there with one game in hand. Pack it up. Absolutely pack it up at that point. The fact that the Islanders are within striking distance of them is... The Islanders. Yeah, I wish there were fire jury chants too. They're in a dogfight with the Islanders. But, nope, it's just one game, guys. It's just one game. Nothing to see here. Put on the blinders and, hey, one game. It's only one game. Yeah, just one season. Yeah. For sure. That's all it is. And yeah, and I understand that hasn't been... That profile pic's crazy. That hasn't had a healthy roster since October. Yeah. Nothing to see here. Yeah, this game doesn't define us. Nope. This team is great. I feel so bad for whoever bought tickets to that game tonight. But at the same time, I will say this. I feel bad. But, you know, it definitely... it's kind of like a thing where you should expect it at this point. So I guess I can't feel entirely bad, but I do feel a bit bad. Yeah, I mean, this is what they are, but hey, one game, Mike. It's just one game. Might be bugged out, but anyone that hasn't left a like, leave a like, subscribe if you haven't, turn on your notifications. I didn't even do the intro to this one. So, appreciate all that. Fans expecting this to turn around are like guys who say she's just busy when she hasn't texted you back in 3 days. Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it. That is a perfect way to put it, actually. Mm-hmm. A lot of good comments tonight. Remember when we were saying this when we were 12-4-1, we knew this would happen? Hey there. Yeah. I know. Like, there were alarming things early on about, like, the clip that they were scoring at certain points was just not sustainable. And the biggest thing that was alarming to me was the fact that they were beating up the bad teams and then losing to the good teams early on in the season. And then the end of November and December happened. Six losses in the last eight. Just one game, Anthony. It's just one. Christian Dvorak, 4-point night before Rangers 3-game winning streak. Hashtag tears. Man. Man, oh man. You know, I genuinely thought too that somehow, some way, they were going to get like a goal off of their ass or something late in this game and then just pull a rabbit out of their ass to win this game. And I was going to come on the stream and have to pretend like everything was, well, not have to come on it and pretend like everything was fine, but I thought I was going to have to pump their tires a little bit for winning, but selfishly glad I don't have to do that. Why don't I let my rant out? I look defeated. What is there to say anymore, Christopher? I get it, but what is there to say anymore, man? I don't know. I'm kind of just done with it. Like, I've said my piece multiple times this season. That's the thing. It's like I've been ranting all year where it's like I'm at more of the point where I'm just like, it's draining that I'm doing this every night. It's just draining, and it's, man, I don't know. Like, if Chris Drury is here next season, she probably will be, and there's not enough changes this offseason, I don't know how I'm going to do next season. Like, I really do not know how I'm doing this next season. It's just so, like, I'm losing it here. I'm genuinely losing it here. Yeah, and good, Brandon. Good. As you shouldn't. No one should. It's just one game. It's just one game. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's just... just one game. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I'm losing it here. I'm losing it. I saw someone comment that I should just turn this into an NHL channel. Man. Maybe. Maybe. Like, that. Cover the Mets more. Anything. Just anything but this. Like, I'm so real when I say, if Chris Drury is here next season and there's minimal changes this offseason, I'm so serious when I say, like, there's just, I can't do it. I genuinely just don't have it in me. I'm, oh my gosh, I'm about to crash out. I'm about to crash out. Oh, I'm going to crash out. Never seen me smile before. When I thought maybe there was something with this team, you could watch my Mets channel. You would see me smile then. This, nothing to smile about here. Other than just laughing at the pain. It's just one game should be the quote of the year. Yeah. Put it on a t-shirt. Yeah. Mets Central. Go check it out. I'm going to plug my Mets channel here. Thank you for the $2. Laviolette, it's time to get flipping burgers. I wish. It's just the problem is, and I agree, that's therapy, but it's the fact that I clear my schedule for this. I refuse to make plans during Ranger games. I turn down making plans to watch this shit. And then on top of that, I do these afterwards. So now I'm giving them additional time that they do not even deserve. I love the support I've got. I love doing these for you guys. Man, if it gets to that point next year, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I genuinely don't. Because it's just like, where am I supposed to find a silver lining next year if it ends up being that way? That's really the problem there. It's like, I'm taking so much extra time to do these just for this organization, and it just feels like such a slap in the damn face with the amount of time, the amount of money I gave this team. No, yeah, I get that, Michael, and I appreciate that. Them missing the playoffs would be a nice LTIR for me. I could tell you right now that whether they make the playoffs or not, the second the season ends, I am taking a very nice hiatus from this channel. I will be taking a very nice hiatus. Because if I don't, I will lose my mind. All right. I'm going to wrap it up here before I crash out further. Leave a like if you enjoyed. Subscribe. Turn on your notifications. And I'll see you guys Thursday.